Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
To me, just wait until tomorrow. What a happy day that will be. Down Lover's Lane together, we'll wander you and I. Goodbye to stormy weather, the clouds will soon roll by.
That was The Clouds Will Soon Roll By, brought to us by Billy Cotton and his band. And that was recorded in 1932. It was written by George Brown and Harry Woods, and of course Billy Cotton, very popular dance band leader in the UK then and well into the 60s. And on that particular day, August 24th, 1932, the band recorded that at the Astoria nightclub. The words were brought to us by Cyril Grantham. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we are going way back in time. In fact, we're going to go back as far back as 1921, 100 years ago. And we'll hear songs from the 1920s and for the first half of the 1930s. One or two of our recordings today are showing their age, but they're still grand recordings. And we have to remember, these were recorded between 85 and 100 years ago. Original recordings from the artists of the day. And, of course, all those wonderful songs. Well, we will go to 1921 for our next recording, and that is brought to us by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. One of their earliest, needless to say. And we will also be featuring on this one Gussie Mueller on clarinet, and he's one of the songwriters of the song, which is called Wang Wang Blues. And I don't know where they got that name from, but it went on to become quite a popular tune. The other songwriters are Henry Buse, Leo Wood, and that's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Then forward 2 years to a legendary name in jazz. And this is 1923, one of the first recordings by this artist, Sidney Bechet. He's playing the clarinet on this one, though he went on to specialize on the soprano sax, one of many recordings that he made over his lifetime. Of course, he had the legend of being one of the founding fathers of jazz. He is playing with Clarence Williams and his Blue Five on this one. The song is called Wildcat Blues. It's written by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller. Then forward a year to 1924, to a wonderful band, one of the first of the jazz bands, led by Fletcher Henderson. Of course, Fletcher would go on to add arranging to his skills and worked a lot with Benny Goodman in the 1930s. They're going to bring us today a very popular and much recorded piece called Sugarfoot Stomp. It was written by King Oliver, and it's also known under the title Dippermouth Blues. So three songs from the 1920s, and we'll start 100 years ago this year. Paul Whiteman and Wang Wang Blues. Thank you. You just heard the orchestra of Fletcher Henderson with Sugarfoot Stomp from 1924, composition by legendary jazz musician King Oliver. Before that, one of the first recordings made by Sidney Bechet along with Clarence Williams and his Blue Five, Wildcat Blues, written by Clarence and also by Fats Waller. And we started out 100 years ago, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. One of their first recordings, Wang Wang Blues. And we heard on that one the clarinet of Gussie Mueller, who also was one of the songwriters. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are going back, way back in time. We're listening to songs from the 1920s and the 1930s, or at least the first half of the 1930s. We just heard three from the 20s, and we are now going to go to 1932 in the orchestra of Victor Young. The song is called We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. It was also written by Harry Woods, like our first song today, and it's brought to us, the lyrics, by Annette Hanshaw, and that will be with the Victor Young Orchestra. Staying in that year, a very famous name will join us, Duke Ellington. Well, he had been working out of the Cotton Club and was setting out on what would become a long and brilliant career, leading an orchestra, playing the piano, and all those wonderful musicians who stayed with the band over the years. We will hear him, as I said, from 1932. The song is written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. The words are brought to us by Ethel Walters, and it's called I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And then we're going to go to 1935 to an orchestra that was just starting out around that time, and it went on to become immensely popular, and that was the orchestra led by Glenn Miller. Well, the song that they'll bring us today, which, by the way, they recorded on April the 25th of that year, is called A Blues Serenade. The lyrics are brought to us by Smith Ballou, and the songwriting team was Victor Grande, Jimmy Lytle, Mitchell Parrish, and Frank Signorelli. So three songs from the 1930s. We'll start with Annette Hanshaw along with Victor Young, We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. But we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for him to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. And we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me. And when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, then they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened to us. Ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum. And you can all believe me that we sure intended to. The chair and the sofa broke right down and cried. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. The clock was dragging 12 o'clock, it smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too, and I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things we've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, babe. You're sure to find but little but all happiness. And I guess all those things that you know I'm fighting for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, well, baby, but no. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby, but till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, when can't give you anything but did. Thank you.
looking for a steady fellow, listen to my serenade in blue. Toss it night upon my pillow, mournful as a weeping willow, haunted by my serenade in blue. Why must I go on dreaming of an imaginary love? Wish I had someone to sing to, one that I could kiss and cling to. No one hears my serenade in blue.
You've been listening to an early recording from the Glenn Miller Orchestra, in fact one of their first, from 1935. With singer Smith Ballou, they brought us a blues serenade. Before that, we heard the one and only Duke Ellington, along with the singer Ethel Walters, from 1932. The song, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And we started out with Annette Hanshaw and Victor Young and his orchestra. From 1932, We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye.
If you think you know radio, stick around and give us a try. Your ears won't believe what they're hearing. This is CHO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Advertising on CHO means reaching out to all communities. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chro.fm.
What's up, Ottawa? This is your Big Mouth on the mic. Daddy Rich vibing out with you right now, and I'm telling you to pick up your CHO 89.1 mask. Yes, pick it up right now on our website at chro.fm.
Hey, I'm Tom Bruce, and you're invited to a one-hour musical journey of discovery and appreciation on Words and Music every Wednesday at 6 p.m., repeated Saturday at 7 a.m., and on demand. Coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're listening to songs from the 1920s and the 1930s. This is real music history, early recordings. Some are a bit showing their age, but they're fine recordings, and it's amazing to think how long ago they were made, and the quality of them is really very good. Oh, we're going to go now to 1929 to an outfit called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and that was led by Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey. They, of course, split up in 1935 and went their separate ways, but they had some fine times together with some pretty fantastic musicians, including, of course, themselves. They also had a number of singers with the orchestra, and we're going to hear from one this morning, and that was Bing Crosby. Well, of course, he went on to become one of the great entertainers of the 20th century with that marvelous voice. Well, the song they're going to bring us this morning is written by Louis Alter and Joe Trent, and it's called My Kind of Love. Joining the orchestra that day were Phil Napoleon on trumpet and also Eddie Lang on guitar, amongst the many wonderful musicians around at the time. Then to 1934, to another young singer who was starting out at the time, and he's no stranger to the show, and that is Buddy Clark. I think he got started in the early 30s and started recording around this time. He sang a lot with dance bands and also for radio. And on this recording, he's singing with the orchestra led by Freddie Martin. The song is written by Mitchell Parrish and Frank Perkins, and it's a favorite of mine, Stars Fell on Alabama. And that will be Buddy Clark from 1934. And then we're going to go back to the UK to 1925. Another orchestra getting into its stride, a very popular dance band, as it turned out, led by Jack Hilton. And they are going to join us today with the song, I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight. That was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Jack Hilton and his orchestra from 1925. And we'll start with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1929. Bing Crosby, My Kind of Love.
You're deceiving. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Oh, my kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, you're fond of me. Tell me you love me, hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love, one way to paradise. Thank you.
little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last
You've just been listening to Jack Hilton and his orchestra from 1925. I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight. Before Jack, we heard from Buddy Clark with Freddie Martin and his orchestra, 1935. Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish wrote it, and it's called Stars fell on Alabama. And we started out with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1929 with Bing Crosby, My Kind of Love.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa this morning. Well, we are going way back in time, actually 100 years back in time, to 1921. And we're listening to songs from the 1920s through to the early 1930s. Well, as we've been hearing, lots of famous names got their start around this time, and we're hearing early recordings from them. One of them was a young lady by the name of Billie Holiday. We're going to hear her first recording from 1933. She's singing a song written by Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner, and it's called Your Mother's Son-in-Law. And with Billy in the studio that day, amongst others, was Benny Goodman on clarinet, the trumpet from Charlie Teagarden, and the trombone from his brother Jack Teagarden. And we'll also hear a young Gene Krupa on the drums. Back a few years, we're going to go to 1929 to one of the great musical stars of the time, and that is Ruth Etting. And she is going to bring us a really cute number called You're the Cream in My Coffee. That was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. We'll stay in that year, and we're going to hear from Maurice Chevalier. He, of course, came from France and moved over to the U.S. in the 20s, where he had his career for quite a while, and appeared in a lot of movies, too. This song is pretty famous. It's called Louise, and it was written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin. It was written for the 1929 film Innocence of Paris. Very appropriate to Maurice Chevalier. And we'll hear now from Billie Holiday from 1933, Your Mother's Son-in-Law.
Thank you.
never, but when I speak of you, I rave a bit, it's true. I'm wild about you, I'm lost without you. You give my life its flavor, what sugar does for tea. That's what you do for me. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most girls tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Beautiful, you haunt me all day through. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Oh. Just to see and hear you, oh, is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
You just heard Maurice Chevalier from 1929 with the song Louise, written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin. Before that, the Broadway star Ruth Etting from 1929, You're the Cream in My Coffee. And we started out with Billie Holiday from 1933, Your Mother's Son-in-Law. We've been listening this morning to songs from the 20s and the 30s. Quite different styles, but they're a lot of fun to listen to. And there's some pretty famous names amongst our lineup today, along with other wonderful musicians and singers. And we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have been visiting jazz history. We've gone back to 1921 and forward to 1935, listening to some early recordings, some early singers. I hope you enjoyed this morning's tour of music history, and thanks so much for joining me. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning, a number from Bud Freeman, along with his group, the Windy City Five. We're going to hear that song is written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. It was recorded in 1935. Bud, of course, was around from the 20s on, an absolute stalwart in the jazz scene. What Is There to Say is the name of the tune. Buddy Berrigan on trumpet. Bud Freeman, of course, on tenor sax. A piano from Claude Thornhill. Eddie Condon on guitar. Gretchen Montour on bass. And Cozy Cole joins us on the drums.